Well, my friends, with this Palm Sunday, we enter into the holiest week of the year, known as Holy Week. And this is a time we enter in a big way, right? We have our palm blessing, our procession. We have the reading of the Passion during the Gospel for Mass. And it's very important that as Christians, we claim that this is our story, right? This is our story. This is our week. This is the holiest time of the year for us. This is the most important time of the entire year. Palm Sunday, celebrating God's triumphal entry into his holy city, Jerusalem, and then culminating on Thursday evening with him laying down his life in the upper room and giving us the sacraments of the Eucharist and the Holy Priesthood, to the death of God for our salvation on Good Friday, his burial and rest in the tomb on Holy Saturday, and then finally, his glorious resurrection, where just over a week from right now, we'll be celebrating Easter. This is our time, and this is our story. You know, for the Mass, for the Gospel, we have the option of reading the short form of the Gospel on Palm Sunday, and I was very tempted to do that this morning when I saw that it was two full chapters and it would take us 20 minutes to do, but like, no, this is our story. We only read this once a year on Palm Sunday, and we need to know our story as Christians. This is important to us. We value this. We believe that God became one of us, that he entered into creation, and that ultimately he died for us. And we, through our sins, put him to death. I heard three different people just tell me today, I don't like taking the crucified part. I don't like saying crucify him. Look, neither do I, and as a priest I don't, but no, none of us like it. But the reality is that's what we did. That's what our sins do. Every sin we commit is again saying crucify him, put him to death. Every time we sin, crucify him, put him to death. And Jesus lovingly stretches out his hands to allow himself to be crucified, to allow himself to be put to death for our salvation. We need to know our story. We need to live our story. This is it. This upcoming week, there's a lot of other stuff that may come up. The rest of the world is going to be a normal week, a normal news cycle, normal stuff happening. But we as Christians observe this week as holy. This is Holy Week. We, in a special way, stay with our Lord. We should see that everything that we celebrate is done out of personal love for you and for me. Everything Jesus suffered, everything he did, everything he would have done if I was the only person to have ever existed, he'd pour it out fully. That's what we had at the very beginning of the gospel. The woman who breaks the alabaster flask of the rich ointment, she breaks it over his head and the ointment pours out over his body. She doesn't just dribble it on there. She pours, this is the probably most precious thing she owned in her whole home. This was like life savings and money to send the kids to college. And she pours it out generously upon Jesus out of love for him. We need to pour out generously our time, our attention, particularly this week. It'd be a great idea for us to go grab our Bibles at home, right? Dust them off if we have to, and to read. We should read the Passion of all four Gospels this week, right? Start with Matthew, probably around chapter 26, then Mark here at chapter 14, Luke, I don't know what chapter it is, and John chapter 18. Start it and just read this week. Read all four accounts. This is what God did for me. This is the love that he has for me. Jesus pours himself out fully out of love for each one of us. As Christians, this is our week. These are our remembrances of the most important thing we believe to have ever happened in human history. That our God died, someone we love, died for us and rose from the dead. We need to celebrate it this week. We need to observe it with all the solemnity and all the devotion we can. This is our week as we commemorate that Jesus Christ, God Himself, humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, so that we could have eternal life with Him.